Hello again, and welcome to the final Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast for the year 2022. This is your monthly discussionist, man, I just love making up words, host Marv Pikla. And before we dive into this month's, you know, fun, cool, helpful topic, I'm pleased to tell you, to everybody that's listening, that for the first time in this podcast history, I am uniquely joined by my fall of 2022 American Government and Politics class, the morning class.
Morning.
All right, let me explain before they get too noisy how this all happened. Early in the class, several of the students were interested in what my other daytime endeavors were all about. And I talked about the podcast, and I talked about the blogs, and oddly, they started looking at them, and even more oddly, well, they seemed to like them. And then, all of a sudden, the question came up, could we be your guests on the podcast? Well, as you can guess, in my very parental way, I said, we'll see, all right? Yeah, that's my ma's words. We'll see, all right? But fast forward to today, and guess what? Yep, I was outvoted, and they are all here with me today. So understand that today's Learning Moments session will be a little longer, a lot better, in my mind. But the most important thing is that there's the topic we're going to cover is critical to everyone today and tomorrow. All right, enough background noise here, and we got to get going. So today's topic is fine-tuning your listening channel. What am I saying? I'm saying fine-tuning your listening channels. All right, what am I suggesting? Well, today I want everybody to think about your ears and your eyes and your brain as little radios, all right? Can you get that visual down going? And in my mind, I want to share that with this thought in mind that, oh yeah, Heather is the official spokesperson for the group, and we won't explain how that all kind of happened, but she was kind of volunteered to do it on behalf of the class, but she has gathered up, along with the gang, what their thoughts are when they think about fine-tuning your listening skills. So, Heather, I'm going to just turn this over to you for a few minutes and let them know what maybe they were thinking about.
Sounds wonderful, Dr. Pikla. So, In Dr. Pikla's classes, we are very discussion-oriented, so the first thing we did when he brought up this topic was put it out onto the floor for discussion, and we started out by making a list of all of the ideas that came to our head when we started talking about this topic, and then we narrowed them down to, with difficulty, I will will say, with three main reflections on this topic. So the first main idea is that it's if you're picturing that little radio, like Dr. Pikla said, it's up to us to decide to change the frequency. So we've got that dial in our hands, and it's up to us to turn it in either direction to find the things that matter to us. What we consume becomes a big part of who we are, and if we are, you know, turning the dial and we find something that negatively impacts us or, you know, doesn't serve us, we have to keep turning until we find things that do. The second main thought was learning to focus, prioritize, then watch for opportunities of a lifetime when they come up. So once we've turned the dial and we've found the frequency that, you know, jives with our own personal style, learning to shut out distractions, to focus on the, you know, the main ideas of whatever that frequency is. So if you're a student, you know, making sure that your schoolwork comes first, that you're consuming things that, you know, add value to your homework assignments, your class discussions, things of that nature. Same with the career. You know, if you, you know, you should be focused on bringing things to your life that are relevant and, you know, valuable to your job. Prioritizing those things. So, you know, learning to sort through the frequencies and decide, you know, what deserves the most attention, what should be let on the back burner for a while, things of that nature. And always watching for the big, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity signs.
Yeah, man.
There are so many things in life that once they've passed you by, that's it. And if you don't take advantage of them, if you don't watch for those signs, if you, you know, see the sign and choose not to participate, you truly do miss out on many things. So making sure that we, you know, we don't let those things go by is very important as well. We also discussed learning to determine what to let go. So it's important to find what to focus on. It's important to find the frequencies, you know, that we need to be successful in life. But it's just as important to learn to determine what should be let go. So, you know, what is not important? What doesn't serve us? What, you know, what can we let, you know, just fly by the wayside?
Sure.
And, you know, when you turn that dial, make sure that you're also open to receiving whatever the messages are. So turning the dial is important, but also making sure that you're receptive to the frequencies. You can turn the dial all you want, but if you are not, if your listening ears are not on, if your eyes are not open, as you said in the beginning of the topic, it will fall by the wayside. It will not make any impact. And I think that's maybe the most important part of this whole discussion is, you know, making sure that you curate your channel to be receptive to those things as well.
I think that one of the greatest, you know, sideline benefits of having the gang here as my guests is that they understand, even, you know, because I don't really love technology too much, that how you can be surrounded by so much information-ish stuff that you don't hear any of it. You don't fine-tune nothing because you maybe don't want to miss anything. But if you don't prioritize, if you don't focus, you will never realize those opportunities of a lifetime. And my boys know my position on that one, you know. And too often, once they're gone, they're always gone. So as we kind of close out this podcast episode, I want to make sure that, you know, we cover those things, or that you understand that personal responsibility is key when it comes to fine-tuning your listening channels every day, every day. But I couldn't not include a dad story here at the end. I got to do this because it's a part of what I learned. And yeah, okay. So understand that I'm going back 60 years, all right? Back on the farm, and just down the road was a nice store. It was a Turnus Brothers store, Ivanhoe's store. And every Wednesday night, some of the farmers and gentlemen from around the area would all gather, maybe from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, not late. We couldn't get there till after we got the cows milked, and we did. But Dad would let me and Brother Ron ride along and go. But the rule was that we had to listen or go out and sit in a pickup, all right? And because we always were allowed to have one of our favorite Royal Crown Colas and the candy bar of our choice, ha, we were going in. And the men inside were maybe 16 to 86. It was quite a range. But when we did listen and watch what was happening, it was interesting to see that there were no arguments about government and politics. There wasn't any. Business, the business of farming, was the main topic. And even back then, you know, they talked about pricing and partnering, but they also talked about family. They talked about family a lot. And most importantly, the young guys listened to the old guys. And the old guys, they listened to the young guys. So it worked both ways every time. And crops and animals and family, again, we're all mixed in there. But at the end, there was no doubt that they talked about tomorrow. They didn't talk about what happened yesterday or last month. It was about tomorrow. So I'm guessing the reason I wanted to share this story is the value that can come from fine-tuning your listening channels. If you prioritize and maybe focus and simplify maybe and recognize specialness of certain messages. And one more thing I got to just say is maybe that apple don't fall far from the tree. Because every class, you know, I have guest speakers. And after they leave, I ask, what did you learn? And it takes me back to as we were driving home from the Ivanhoe store time. Dad would look out the window. He wouldn't be staring at me and Ron, but he'd say, well, what did you learn anyways? And that's important. And I know where it came from. Wait a minute. We're way past the allotted time. I've gone way past, and it's this gang in this classroom it's their fault. And I'm honored and pleased that they were willing to join me in my first guest podcast, you know, to end this year. I look forward to 2023. And maybe they've set the precedent for some new guests. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk more in January.